And today we're talking about several topics. First we're talking about rivers, then we're talking about Yom Kippur. First topic we're talking about is rivers by knas. By havos, instead of charging interest, I charge a knas. There's a heter for that. Or by mechamemka, we have sometimes rent, people rent, a late fee, can charge a late fee. Or businesses, they charge a late fee, is that considered a rivers? Is that knas considered rivers or not? Kesef Rishon, we mentioned that Issa, rivers in our Torah, is if you lend someone, let's say, money, and he pays back, and the lender pays back to the marvel more than he borrowed, and they'll cut you to a certain amount of money, that's rivers to the Sederaisa. The mentioned case of rivers to Rabbanan, let's say if you give him kava, you get him a matana from the lender, if he, as a thank you, which gives along with a, when you return the money, he gives him a gift with it. That's a Mr. Abana. Well, like we mentioned last week, Saw Bazaar. If you give food and you get back the same amount of food, there are cases of Saw Bazaar, which it looks like with this, which is also the Abana. And now we'll talk about that if the Israelites, you can pay a class, a penalty. You know, if the Malva makes it tonight with the labor, he says, I'm lending you this money for 30 days, and if you don't pay on time, you have to pay a knas. So it's in Paiskin that's called Haromis Ribbis. The Mokka is the Chuvus of Rashba. Chuvus of Rashba is a Chedek Aleph, Simon Toperation in Aleph. He says that if you pay a knas, even though it's no Ribbis in Atoya, but since, so why is that Ribbis in Atoya? Because now I got nothing. Usually, what's Ribbis in Atoya? You pay an amount for waiting for the money. I got nothing, so Lashon HaGemara. But still, there's still an Yisra Abonim of Haromis Ribbis. Since he's taking more than he gave out, he let him say $1,000, he pays back $1,100. So, he was late on the time, so he pays $100, so he's paying more than he let out, than he bought the person. So, it's Yisra Abonim. It's Mashba, from the end of Tshuva, from the Tshuva of Rashba, that what's the reason why why is this Haromis Ribbis? Because the Chayshish people want to do Haromis Ribbis. Instead of, they want a different, you know, the sugar coating it. You know, it's normally, instead of charging, say I'm charging a percent, I'm charging a late fee. So people would just change around the wording. So maybe since people are, might do the kavana because it's going to get around the way from paying ribbis, from charging ribbis. So Mela, even if we charge a knas, it is also. So long as ribbis. And this Chus HaRashba was brought down with Dina in the Chaber, in Yerdeya, Simen Kufa, in Zayin, Sifri Dalet. The Chaber says like this, Ha'ayma, the Chaberai, the someone tells his friend, in the Lefka, it's not plenty, they don't pay back at a certain amount of time, at a certain amount of time, let's say you say 30 days, Harinichai Bechom and Asher is Manikav Kaftin Oram. It's not, I'll pay a certain amount of Yosem Alvar. I'll pay extra as a knas. So also, the reason why it's also, Ne'arom is Ribbis. And the Mokka is this, Chumas of Ashba. Now, Harom is Ribbis, and all type of Ribbis, the Sutra, the Rabbana, Mesek Ribbis, Harom is Ribbis, the most lighter thing of ribbis that could be. Why? Because the Mechaber says in Kufsam Gimel, Siv Gimel, Haromis ribbis, if they made a Heskim to charge Haromis ribbis, to charge this type of ribbis, even though you're allowed to do it, still you have to pay. If you made a deal, even though you shouldn't have done such a deal, but if you did, you have to pay the knas. If you made a deal, you had a contract, even though it's luckily not allowed to, but still if you made a contract, you have to pay the knas. And the Mechaber says, the Bezek can be kaif on this. And same with Fitzat the Chof Masadim, and Kuflam Gimel Aysalav, and Kuflam Dils, and Kuflam Dals, Aysidalav. And Koshkin is already paid already, the lawyer paid the Malv already, then certainly you don't take out the money from the Malv. You know, certain type of ribbison, you say Yetzir, but they on him, but here, since Indo was wrong, but if you did it already, you can't take back the money. And this only helps only by Ramas Ribbis. But by other Davids, it's different halachas. But by Ritz Tutsa, it's Yetzir Patianim. Certain other Davids, you should give it back. Here, you know, take it out from the Malta. Even though it's also to write such a shot, the Yeshua Rasul is still, the din is, and the place to say weiter, let's say I wrote a shtar that I'll charge you kenas, and I didn't even mean to charge kenas. I want to, sometimes you tell someone, if you don't pay back in 30 days, I'm going to charge you $100 kenas. You don't even mean to charge it $100. If you want to tell them, you do it to Mizarasim to pay it, to pay it. Like this, you wasn't going to pay kenas. Because they know if you pay late, you have to pay late fee. So you do it, you don't even mean to, and even if it's late, you still won't take the money. Still the dinars, the price can speak out, it's also to write such a shtar. Even if Kavod is not to be Tavayim at the end of the day, even though he's late on the thing, but you're doing it just to mizaris him, still to write such a shtar, the price can speak out is also.
Because of Gnevus Das?
No, because it's a shtar shirish beridus, it's a shtar shirish beridus.
But it's in court, you can't be Tavayim, then you see that it's mutter.
What?
If you can't be Tobeya
on certain... No. I write a shtar, if you don't pay it back in 30 days, $1,000, I'm charging you a late fee, $100. Okay. Which is also to do. Right. So to write a shtar like that, you're not also.
If he's late, he has to pay.
If it's late, no. Late is Haram and Zeus. If he pays, he doesn't have to give back. But you're not allowed to do it. It's also to do such a thing. By Alvar, it's also. Later on, we'll talk about Mechamemka. But now I talk about Alvar. The din is, the Mechabes said clearly, it's us and the Romans do this. Because why? Because people will have, Emerson, they want to charge rivers. But they're just doing it, to give a different name for it, so Mela get, I'll get rivers. So Mela, so it's our Romans rivers, and Mela, it's also. Right. The Bish Yehuda, in Peridal, the Sifkon, they bring down a Guinness Raiden that says that today, since everyone's Mechabes and Hashem Aveira, they're doing it mainly. The Chavashba says, it's a refrain, that it might have a mind like that. So the Gid Reidim says, no, everyone has a mind for that. The Mitzchah Mitzvah Aveira, and they do it at just to cover up. So Mela, even if you charge their Knas, it's still a Sutta. And that's the Ramata, their Knas, our Roman Sutta, only if it's nice, made to desire to pay. And he brings, however, Mr. Yehuda brings down, the Sefer Kunas Olam, that argues on the Gid Reidim, not throwing Kavana, it's not Ganata, it's not Toys Kavana, and it's all Tzidat Haram Srivis, and it's awesome job on it. No Rivis Tzutza. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Sifrei Mem Zayin, and Hilchos Rivis Sifrei Mem Zayin says, even if you mention, this is the Mount Avor, Moshe Tzvita Nishtar, I'm running $1,000, and $100 will charge you kenas. Still, even though I say, if you don't pay on time, you pay $1,100. Even I specify what the amount of the loan was and what the amount of kenas is, it's still considered our own service. And the Yehuda, over there, that's Simon, and Simon, and Perek Dalet. And then in Sifkot Dalet, he says, if the writer himself wants to pay him, even calls it kenas, it's still also. Because why? But it's worse than that. It's called Ribis Mulcheris, and therefore, it's a tasa. Now, all cases of Roman service is only talking about that it's also to do it, is only if it's a one-time deal. Marshall told me, no pay on time, you pay $5,000, and I pay $1,100. But let's say each month he has to pay another $100, you charge him for every month, we have to be paying on kenas, that's each week, each chodesh, that's business, that's also Midaraisa. And it's a Mechaber. The Mechaber says it before in Sifta Zion. In Chayv Atzmai, Lo says the Malva, Kach with Kach with Chol Shvua, Bosh Vach with Moine, Hayrei Zer Rimes Goma. If let's say, he's Mechaber so about the Knas, each week, it's Moisef. Now it's one, you late 1 month, it's $100. You late another month, now it's $1,200. Each month I'm charging you $100 or a percentage every month, then that's sitted, then it's sort, then the Mechavah Arezer, Rivis Goma. It's called Rivis Goma. And in the place of it's Machlaikis, if it's Rivis Tutsa or not. The Shach in Sifkot Lamed Gimel, and also the girl over here in Sifkot Lamed Ches, says it's sitted Rivis Tutsa, it's Rivis Tereisa. The Pitzachuva in Sifkot Dal says that the Rivis Goma, I'm sure it's Ram Mizrachi, the Kolam Pshita, the lesson of Shuribis Tzutza. It's Ribis Rabbonim, but it's still Asa. That's a machlokes, if it's the raiser or the abonim. But b'chol ha'ayser it's asa. If you charge it for a weekly rate or a monthly rate, that's siddur dibbes gomer. However, there are cases by halvor, it's mutter, later on talk about bet chamamta. But in case of halvor, there are cases that a ribbis derech knas is okay. The Ramah says in Sifya Dalet, the Ramah says, v'yesh matirim, says, if I won't pay you a certain time, it's a siddur ha'mesumis. You know, they charge you $100 if you're late 30 days. If you're late for the time we made up, it's ha'mesumis. And Amos says, yesh matirim, and nicely more, it's mekal peiris. If he lends the money, he pays back in peiris. Yesh la'okub is there, and Amos ends off, you could be nato. So the machlokes, so the shaylis, does Ramah argue on the mechaber not? The shach speaks out in Sifkat Lamed. There's no machlokes between Ramah and mechaber. Everyone is minded that it's mutter. If I lend them money, let's say I lend them $1,000, and I pay back $1,100 in Paris, it's chayra. I pay it in food or merchandise. Then shalva kesef, right? Anything shalva kesef, not the same thing. Not to say I lent dollars, or even I lent shovel kesef, I pay back a different shovel kesef. No, I lent them out. The place I gave them pens, and now I give them pencils or something else. It's not the same thing. Then the thing is that it's okay. The Ramah says it's okay. Why? So the Ramah speaks out. What's the reason why it's mutter? Because it's if I pay back in Paris, it looks like a mechira, and it's not how long it's ribbis.
So it's lechatchila?
Lechatchila. I even lechatchila is mutter. And it's not totally. How much time it takes to pay back doesn't make a difference. Even though there's a sefer to first the Moshe, the first Moshe brings down the Mechaber, is arguing on Ramah, and according to Mechaber, the paying pay is also Asa. However, Chafasadim, and Kufuan Beis Yigimel, Shechavarav, and Sifman Zayim, and Kutches Ramah, is Chafav, they all pass through like Ramah. They hold the Iker, the Iker, Yisrael Ram Smith, the Tavke, if I borrow money, let's say $1,000, and I pay class, I pay now $1,100. I pay the same thing. Or if I pay payers for exact payers. But the fraud, if I pay back, ain't the same alvor, then it's that mechira and smutudas. So I take chairs, I pay back tables or something else. It's not the same thing. It's worth about $1,000. And I pay like $1,100 for the type of merchandise. Then it's okay, then so it's not how I'm swimming, and it's mutter lechatchila to do it. But that's only, it's a one-time deal, like we mentioned before. Much of if it's 2 months later, I can't pay $1,200, then that's swimming then. But it's a one-time knas, then it's okay.
Does the knas have to be the same as the shava ketzer we're giving back? Or can, if I don't pay back in tables by 30 days, I'll pay you $100? So if you could pay the money separately? Or
you can pay money. If you pay, you took them in Paris. Now you want to pay money, as long as it's not the same thing.
Right, so you can pay the Paris back for that halvor, and you can pay the ribbit.
No, that's not okay. Good question.
That's not
good. Right, this from the price game, that's the next thing out of it. The price can speak out that when you pay back in Paris, everything has to be Paris. Side of Karen and side of Knas, everything has to be Paris. You have to either Paris or Square. But if you pay, let's say, $1,000, and I pay $1,000, and $100 I pay payers of $100, then everyone holds a tzatzah. But the whole reason why it's mutter is because it's not nikah. It's not nikah. So the whole thing has to be not nikah. But I pay part of it cash, and I pay part of it with payers, then it's nikah. So then it's like, that's what the Mishnah Shribah speaks out in Perchot and Sifkat and Zion. So there are cases where if you pay in payers, that's one case that you're allowed to pay. You're allowed to pay knas. Another case where it's mutter, the knas by havor, the mechaber says, in simon kufay in zayin, sif yudayin. Mechaber says, hamav al mashkin. Let's say, for instance, someone lends on a mashkin. What's it today? You have these pawnbrokers. You know, you give them a mashkin, and you buy $1,000, they give someone worth $2,000. If you don't pay back, he keeps the $2,000. So this is the Jewish type of pawnbroker. Amalus, Amashkin, Ramai, who has been out with my 20 years shalach. If let's say at home, I buy $1,000, and here's a mashkin worth $2,000. If I don't pay back at a certain time, keep the mashkin. Call Shami Aitz Alachay. Yes, Misha Aitz Mishorah. Some people say it's also because of Haramas Ribbis. Why? Because the item is worth $2,000, the mashkin is $2,000. Even though, so knas is $1,000, extra $1,000 knas. So it's also because of Haramas Ribbis. The Shach is the Kasha. The Shach is the Kasha in Sifkon Lamanei. Here's the Shach of Kasha on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says to itself, we just got to saying. We got to saying, Ramos says, if I lend money and pay back Paris, it's okay. We got to saying, Ramos says it. And we said, the most places come home, like this Ramos, there's not a Mechaber. The Shach is not a Mechaber. So I give a master and say, I give a wash. I borrow $1,000. And I give a master a watch that's worth $2,000. So it's like paying parents. So a chayr should be okay. So why does Mechaber say mashkin? You understand the kasha? I lend the guy $1,000. He gives me a mashkin, a watch that's worth $2,000. If I don't pay up, keep the watch. So Mechaber says, it's Haramas Ribbis. So chayr, what's the difference? I'm paying, it's like parents. I borrowed money, I'm paying by parents.
If you give it a
promise. Oh, so that's the shakh, the kasha, chayr, it should be also. Why is there also Asarom Shribis? So the Shach answers like Perit says. Shach says, it's a Shach, the Shach is not clear, but it's a Machlok what the Shach means. But the Poshuk Shach, the way Shukhanach learns in the Shach, the Shukhanach, the Sifman Zayin learns in the Shach is talking, it depends when you pay this. If you pay it up front, I give the Mashi Shach of all, then you're not allowed to, it's done to Ribis, it's like you learn the Ribis. But if you give the mashkin, not the shas of all, later on, I give the mashkin. I see it's going 15 days, I lend it for 30 days, and those 15 days I say, I'm not sure I pay, then I give the mashkin then. Then, since it's not the shas of all, so the shakal, then it's okay, then it's mutter. There's no issue around the shimmies. And Satan speaks out, the shurach on the harab, and sif, mem zayim.
So how could a mortgage ever be put?
Huh?
Mortgage.
We'll talk about mortgages. Eventually we'll talk about mortgages. Mortgage is different because that's Mechamemka. Mortgage is Mechamemka. We're talking now about Havar. We'll soon talk about Mechamemka.
Let's suppose I have a house and I want to borrow.
We're not talking about, we'll get to Mechamemka. You're asking Mechamemka.
If I'm going to borrow money, just give me my house.
But you have a house, it's Mechamemka. When you buy a house, it's Mechamemka.
I'm refinancing my mortgage.
Still, it's on a house, right? So it's Mechamemka.
Pawnbrokers
also make a commitment.
Huh? Pawnbrokers also make a
commitment. No, it's a loan. I'm borrowing money, and I'm a...
That's a pawnbroker?
If you say you can't give it up.
That's a loan. That's a regular loan. All right.
If somebody takes out a loan for $100,
yeah,
or $1,000, the guy says here, take my credit card and charge $1,000 to it. Right?
Charge your credit card $1,000.
Right. No,
but you don't want to
lose the amount
that
you have to pay for using it.
That's expensive. That's okay. Let's say, for instance, you charge. Sometimes some organizations, schools do it. If you pay on your credit card, you're paying your tuition, they charge you, what is it, 2%, 1%, whatever the credit card charge, they charge expenses. Why should the school lose on a deal? Nothing wrong with that. That's expensive. We won't spend this year. That's okay to charge expenses.
What about expenses?
That's not ribbons, that's expenses.
What about expenses of sending a loan charge after you?
Collection agency.
Collection agency.
That's only...
Usually with collection agency, you only get the money, the organization gets a percent of the money.
According to Rabbi Trump, nobody knows how to loan nobody.
Huh?
Most
people are honest. They pay money, they pay back.
There's
only a few people. They don't pay back. Regular people pay back. We have in the Chesed Fund 1.4 million, 1.3 million is out, and 100% of people pay back. And if they don't pay back, they go after the Raven. But when we get the money.
Okay, the question is, how often do you go after the Raven?
That you got to ask the Rabbi Lerner. He'll tell you.
But if the person says, I'll settle with you, and therefore, I'll give you the money that you spent on the collections. That would not be a problem.
If what? If who says it?
The guy comes back and says, okay, you know what? I'll give you the money, yeah, plus the $500, Eric, that you...
expenses, yeah. That's okay, expensive. That you can pay. All right.
So, talking about first of all, if this is a guy's business, he's got overhead.
Yeah.
Overhead and expense?
No. Spence and Cobb, that's my fault. There are two cases that are, that you're allowed to pay, you know, with a lot of pay, that it's mutter with a mashkin. Mm-hmm. The shops itself, and Sif Kod Lamed Aleph, now the two now we said, lend on a mashkin, the shots are void, you're allowed to, because it looks like a Rabbis Ribbis. But the two cases mutter. One case is the shots speaks out, and Sif Kod Lamed Aleph, and Sam speaks out with Dina, Shefon Avaran, and Oysnam Zion, it's also Dafka, if the shots are void, made it tonight, if I don't pay in time, then the mask is yours. That's how Rabbis Ribbis. But if he doesn't make it tonight, the shots are void. He just said to hold on to this. But it doesn't make it tonight to keep it. Then there's an is that he's allowed to pay the shah, when he pays, he's allowed to tell the marvel to keep the mashin. That's what the shah speaks out.
But
even though you and I know that's what he do. When I do mashin as a collateral, but I don't speak it out. As long as I don't speak it out, then it's okay. The shah speaks out also in Sifkom Lamed Hey, that the mashkin is kaka. Let's say I give a collateral. I give a mashkin. I give a piece of land. So everyone knows land, there's no such thing as a set amount of price. Today it can worth $1,000 and it fluctuates, you know, then the price will go up and down. So it fluctuates. So then the thing is that on karka, the karka, since it's not a real shabbos on it, so you're allowed to give a mashkin on the chay, even the shabbos hago. That's what the shach speaks out. So until now we discussed about the halacha of knas derech hago. Now discuss Bamek HaMekka. The Mechavah says in Kufayin Zayin Sikrit Ches. Bamek HaMekka is a different halacha. The Mechavah says this. HaMoich Eschaya L'Chaver Nisam Echzubim. Let's say I lend someone, I'm sending chairs, I want to buy chairs. So what I do is I pay him Nisam Echzubim for the chairs. And I give him money, and he gives the money right now. So he gives me $1,000. For a certain amount of chairs. Gives him out $1,000. And he tells him that this in a half a year, I'll have this $1,000 horse ready for you. So I give the money up front. And in a half a year, he's supposed to give him the tzchayah. Let's say he comes to half a year, and he doesn't. He said, if I don't have it ready in a half a year, then I owe you hundreds of hoovim. And he made a kinyan on this. Because it shouldn't be a shadow from a smash that shach speaks out. And the bond comes, and he didn't give it to him, he's choyev to give him, the Mechavah says, he's choyev to give him the 100 tzuvim. He gives him a nasa and chayev to have kuf tzuvim. That he's choyev to give him the kuf tzuvim. So you see, if Shach speaks out, when Mayachah says, it's a knas. Normally it would be a 70 tzuvim, not to give you more chairs. Why? So knas, derech mechira, the Shach speaks out, and says, Kotel Lamed Ches, then it's a Kotel Lamed Ches, the self, Derech Mechira, you're allowed to knash the Tumas Aharonis Ribbis. However, that's only a one-time deal. But let's say, every month you got to pay, then it's a double portion, that's Aharonis Ribbis. And that's why they also, that's Ribbis Aharonis also. But if we do a one-time knash, sometimes people do builders, you know, the house is not ready by February 1st, I'm going to charge you a knash. Some people do it when they build houses. So make a deal with the structure, the builder. If you're not ready, charge a knash. But over there, it's awesome. There, they charge every, if you're not ready this day, then I'll charge it. You know, you keep on charging money for it, that's Amos HaRibis. But to do it, on a one-time case of knas, the thing is, it is mutter. You're allowed to do it. It's okay.
What are you paying for?
Why is that
Ribis?
He's not the Ribis.
He's giving a knas because you have a price to finish a job. What to do with the money?
That's due to money, because I lay up money up front, I'm paying him, and he's not ready, that's Siddur Ribbis. That's the place to speak out. However, there's a Shailon, let me just finish this, there's a Shailon Paiskim, if by Mechach HaMemkar, his man passes by, and you have to pay the knas. If the Amarka is allowed to say, listen, I have to pay the knas, does he have to pay the knas right away, or he can pay the knas 3 months from now? You pay the same amount of knas, you have to pay the knas right away or not. Or not. So the machloek is a paiskim. The bach, the shach brings down a bach, and the shach in Sifkol Amavav, and the taz in Sifkol Chav Gimel, bring down a bach that says this, that you have to pay, let's say, the house supposed to be ready, or I did some mechamemtra, he says he can pay me in 3 months. And 3 months doesn't pay, so shaila is, can you push it off till later on to pay the knas? So the Shabbat speaks out, you have to pay right away. You have to pay the 100 tehuvim right away, like the case of Mechaba. But if he makes it tonight, that if I won't pay, you can wait 3 months, if not 3 months to get the Knas, then this Knas is Ribbis, and so it's Ribbis Gama, and it's also, because it's called Aganota. That's Ribbis.
Is Knas
Ribbis? Huh?
Knas has Ribbis.
Depends how you use it. Depends how you use it. In this case, I have 3 months extra lead time to pay the Ribbis, to pay the Knas, and that's to Aganota, and the Shah and the Bach speaks out, that's Ribbis Gama, and that's also. However, Taz Arz on the Bach, which makes less sense, he says, Tanya's on the Bach, that's not Ribbis. What's it up to you? I pay Knas. Now I pay 3 months now. If I have to be Moisif on it, that's Ribbis. But what's it up to you? I pay Knas today, I pay 3 months now. That's not to the Ribbis. So in Mela, even if it takes a few months to pay it, the dinners, the Taz Hul, the Dina, that he Arz on the Bach, and he holds his Moisif of Ribbis. There is a Machlokes of Paiskim, how the Shach holds. Some people learn the Shach, Arkas on the Bach, the Chafasadim, and Kuflan and Beis, Sifkan, Yigimel, and Shirushai, and Simish, and Dal learn the Shach is Machmel like the Bach. However, Chavzdas, and Yitches, and Behetik over here, when he quotes the Shaila, this Machlokes, he seems to hold the Shach holds like the Tash. And so the Shach holds the Shach holds. The Shulchan Acharav, and Sif Lombov says the whole Machlokes of Paiskim, at the end I pay the Knas. But let's say I make it tonight with the person. Okay, I owe you a $500 Knas. Supposed to pay a $500 Knas. But if I pay you in 30 days from now, I'll pay you $250. If I pay you 60 days from now the Knas, I'll pay you $500. So then it's like I got Nata, and it's also because of this.
That's when I did it beforehand. I made
a condition like that. So that's like paying.
Not the due date now.
Even by due date. If I make it by due date, it's still the same thing.
What's the reasoning by let's say, the case that it's Mutter, you're allowed to say if it's not ready by February 1st, I can charge you? Because
I'm charging you a class. You said you're going to be ready. Because for sure, the house will be. The house will be ready by February 1st.
Yes.
And if you don't pay it February 1st, you have to pay $500 knas.
So why by loan?
A penalty, a $500 penalty.
I understand, but the same svara that has Mutter, why can't you Mutter by a loan?
Because not Nikka, by Avoris also, because it's near Karibis. By this is Mecha Medrech, Mecha Memkar, there's no way to serve
it. Let me ask a practical child.
Yeah.
Restaurant says...
We'll get to, let me just finish. You ask a practical child, we'll finish the whole Indian. Then we're going to renting, we'll talk about other cases.
How do you translate Aganot?
Pay for it, waiting time. It's called Aganot, waiting time. The Shulchan Aruch speaks out also in Sif Lombov, and sending to you the Chavos Das, and Sif Kot Yudches, and also the Mibar speaks out that if you pay the Knas, and you pay the Karen, as man your Kot Kameah, if they come the first time, when you're supposed to pay, but the Knas you pay later on, you're supposed to come February 1st, you're supposed to pay him. And then it comes, you don't pay him February 1st, so you pay March 1st. But the Knas you pay later on, then according to Rabat, and all the people like him also hold, it's Mutter then also. Now, until now we're talking about, the case of Mechaba is talking about, that you pay, that the Meicha, that the person who is doing the birth, the Meicha, is paying, you're paying the Meicha money beforehand, and 6 months from now, you'll pay, you'll have the schar, you'll have the chairs ready for you. So there's a chumas of Das. And the Yehuda brings down the Peredal, Sukkum, and Gimel. The same thing, it's the other way around. Let's say the din is, the Meicha has sells the schar. And he says, 6 months from now, pay, I sell you schar. Tell you, listen, I'm giving you $1,000 merchandise now, and 6 months from now, I'm going to pay you for it. I'm buying chairs now. And not the fourth case was talking, we paid the money now, and the chairs were 6 months. Here's the other way around. I'm giving you chairs now worth $1,000. In 6 months, I'll give you $1,000. So the Radvash says, who has them? You'll have to do the same thing also. You make it tonight. If you don't pay, let's say 6 months from now, it comes 6 months, you don't pay. And so if you're 30 days, if you're late, then yes, he might do knas. It's also dechnek and memkar, and it's okay. And who I did also renting. This is very much the gear. Someone time you have yidden living in your apartment. You own a house, and you have people renting out from you. And they say, you pay rent, if you don't pay on time, on the first, they charge you $50 knas, or one half an interest, or something like that. So if it's only a one-time knas, then the advice says the same halach like the mechaber, and you're allowed to charge a one-time thing. Then that's mutter. Because that's not a milkka. He's paying rent for that's halvor, it's dechmech a milkka. So in Mela, it's also mutter then also.
Only one time.
Well, let's say, if you don't pay, let's say you're supposed to pay your rent on February 1st. You didn't pay February 1st, so on March 1st you have to pay $100. Let's say you didn't pay March 1st, the original February 1st, then you can pay another $100. Then that's Ribbis Koma, and according to everybody, that's Mamash Ribbis, that's Ribbis Koma, that's also.
That's on the second month.
Huh? Well,
that's on March's.
No. He didn't pay February 1st for January. Let's say he paid February 1st for the whole month. And however they work it out. He's supposed to pay February 1st. Mm-hmm. He didn't pay February 1st to charge $100. On the contract it says, I charge $100 interest. Or 0.5% or something like that. Now, let's say...
Now he owes 2 times rent.
No, he didn't pay the original.
He owes for March now too.
Well, that's something, we'll get to that in a minute. So let's say from February, he's supposed to be February 1st. So he paid $100, so let's say the rent is $1,000. So now he has to pay $1,100. Now he's still been paid, now came March 1st, he's still been paid the rent from February 1st, that original rent he paid. Then you charge you another $100, that's Ribbis Koma. That's Ribbis that you know after. It's only when you pay a knas, it's only a one-time deal. You can't have it every month to pay for the original loan. That's Ribbis. It's just cheating. Instead of saying the word interest, you say the word penalty. That's Ribbis. Let me finish. That's it. However, on each month, let's say you didn't pay for February. So he has to pay $100. Now say he didn't pay March, so you charge him also for March $100, that's okay, because each month is a different mechamemka. So on February he has to pay $100, comes March 1st, he can charge him for March 1st $100 or late fee, because each month is a different payment. So, but he can't charge him another $100 for February still.
What's the share? How long? In other words,
each month is a separate mechira.
Can you go at the end of the year?
And if you're always late, then you make $200. Every month he's late.
Is that every year? Or is that considered like every month?
Yeah. Every month. It depends on you write a contract like that. That's the usual contract. Has a certain amount of fee. The same thing also.
If you set up this deal,
yeah.
You
can
only do a one-time
closet for a year. Not out there. Same thing also in installments. Let's say, for instance, a builder. You pay the person, you're supposed to pay the builder installments. So each installment, it's Mecca Memkar. So each installment is separately. So let's say he's late on the January installment, he's out of charge interest. When he has to pay February installment or March installment, he pays for that also. But you can't accumulate for one every month to pay more. That's Ribbis.
Even if there's one contract for the whole...
Doesn't make a difference. Depends how they work the contract. That's kosher, sir.
Like I said, if you don't pay me February is 100, if you don't pay me the March is ready, 200 for March.
No. How
about this for February?
No. Yes, pay 100 for February.
If I pay 100
for March.
200. What? He could say March, I'm going to have a new deal. If you don't pay me for February, it's 100.
It depends what they write in the country. You can't afford
it.
Whatever's in the contract. The Mishnah Tzvibis speaks out. Mishnah Tzvibis. And Perek Gedalah. Now, when you look at these contracts, these rent contracts, usually says each month, this button, you charge a certain percent. Then it's a ribbon. So what you have to do, you have to change around these rent contracts, change them around. It's only one-time charge and not every month charge. There are cases where there's no ribbon, no shadow whatsoever. Let's say, for instance, the Mechaber speaks out And Kofan Zayin Siftes Vav. Kofan Zayin Siftes Vav. Let's say you have children going in Cairo, and you tell your promise, you're going to pay this amount of money. I'm a chayiv l'freya, l'chasen, l'dunya, z'man ploini. I tell my future Adam, I tell him, I'm going to pay you at this and this date, I'm going to give you $10,000 for support. Then Yaakov l'freya, if I don't give you $10,000 by January 1st, Yosef al-sach ha-dunya, I'll give you $10,000, I'll give you $11,000. The mutter, there's no other. Zeh daim al-naisim atoma chaveh, it's like I give a present. I tell a person, I'm giving you January 1st a present of $10,000. And if I don't give you on January 1st, I'll give you more. That's mutter. It's not ribbis at all. And the same thing, one second, let me finish. The same thing speaks out to Ramon and Cook. And Ramon speaks out, the same halacha is the Negea and Kufa and Rav Suva. It's the same thing also. And the reason why is, it's not hard here. It's not, I'm giving my tana, I'm giving a present, I give a gift. I want to be chayiv, I don't give it this time. I want to be chayiv, more I'm allowed to do this. Nothing wrong with doing that.
So can the son-in-law sue me for it?
Huh?
Can the son-in-law sue me for it?
You have it in writing? The writing is a shtar, you signed it, why not?
It's a gift.
Huh?
I can't even before you.
But you're chayiv.
You
huh?
I can't be before you mean to give you a gift.
You have to send him to a lawyer. That's what the lawyer says, okay? Okay? If it's written down clearly, then I'm going to give you this. So it depends on the lawyer. If it's a schaivis, you have to pay it.
And then fire with the shot. Huh? Then fire with the shot.
What, with the
Yeah.
Another thing. Yerusha, let's say another case. Let's put down a place, Kim. Masham brings it down, Masham had a shy like this. Masham is the Chedek Gimel, Simon Kuk Tess. Someone wrote the Tzavar to children. They wrote the Tzavar to children. He knew his children are. They wrote the children to all the children. He says, listen, I'm giving you Kacha Kacha Yerusha. But I want you to give my friend, I want you to give him $10,000. It says in Google, I don't know what it is exactly. So I'm giving you a marshal. $10,000.
$2.
Huh? That's $2. $10,000, he says. Give him $10,000. And he knew his children might not, you know, $10,000, I'll give him now. They'll give him 10 years from now. They write, if you don't give him by a certain day after I die, say 30 days after I die, then I want you have to pay tonight. So again, the same thing, there's no submitters. The Masham is Mechadama to his Mechaba. Why is the Matana? If the person gave Yerusha...
What kind of ribbis would it be? He's dead.
I'm saying, so Shav ribbis, give him Matana. But he's telling his children that if you don't pay me 30 days after I die, you don't give him the money, then I want you to be merciful. Now when you give $10,000, you get $11,000 or $20,000.
So you add every month after that?
Huh? So all these cases, that's not the Klal, Nichal, and Ribbis. So Masham says it's 100% mutter.
I'm not sure I understand. What's the difference in that returning eggs to your neighbor that are bigger? You'll say if it's any bigger, it's a matana. Or if I
double mood, double mood. Double mood is okay.
Whatever the case is, you give
the double mood is different.
I'm giving it to you by matana. Why can't you do that? You let me take it.
Can't do that. Kinder, well,
what's the difference?
That's matana, now I'll give because the Mexicans, it's a drop on a ribbis.
So your son-in-law is, it's matana that is.
Matana has nothing to do with ribbis. I'm giving my son-in-law $10,000. It's no shy of a ribbis. It's no loan. It's not a loan, it's a gift. One is the loan. I lend X, that's how far. When I give Matana a gift, that's gift. It has nothing to do with Havor.
So who's that legal?
There's no ribbis. There's no ribbis. By Rush, it's okay. I'll have to make right in the star. I'm not saying, listen, in that Havor, if you don't pay by X and X amount of time, then I want you to pay your class. That's okay. So that's a push for Chava.
That's the chilut.
It's not a loan. It's a regular gift.
If somebody comes to you for Stalka and you promise to give them this amount, if I don't give it to you, I'll give you more, that would be okay.
That'll be okay, yeah. It's a gift. Right. It's economic. All right.